Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, and welcome to the Coffee Break English Show. I'm Josie.
And I'm Mark. In these weekly episodes, we are helping you improve your English on your coffee break.
Remember to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. Or if you're watching this as a video, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Now, before we tell you about the topic for today, we also want to tell you that these mugs are available for you to buy. If you're watching the video version of this, you'll be able to see my lovely Coffee Break English mug here. If not, if you're listening to our podcast, then just head to coffeebreakgiftshop.com and you can get your very own Coffee Break English mug. Now, Josie, what is our topic for today?
Well, we have another pronunciation topic today. And we're looking at how to pronounce the days of the week, Tuesday and Thursday.
Very interesting, because accents come into play here.
They do. So we'll see more about that. Let's get started.
I think we should start with Tuesday.
It's logical because it comes before Thursday Indeed. In the week. So we have three different ways to pronounce Tuesday. I say Tuesday with a ch sound at the beginning.
And I think normally I say Tuesday with a t sound at the beginning.
Interesting. So we have two different ways to pronounce it here. Tuesday and
Tuesday.
They're very similar.
Yeah. And there is another way to pronounce this. And this is perhaps if you are in the United States, you're more likely to say Tuesday.
That's right. Tuesday.
Okay. So three possible options. Tuesday, Tuesday, and in the US, Tuesday.
That's right. So this pronunciation change or difficulty comes from the first two letters of Tuesday, which are T-U.
Yeah, and these letters change their pronunciation in other words too. It's not just Tuesday.
That's right. So when we have the letters T-U in the middle of a word, we always pronounce them as ch, just like the first sound in cheese. The food.
So, for example, we could say culture.
Or adventure.
Or what about century?
Yep. Or congratulations.
Let's go through each of these words one more time and listen very carefully to that sound in the middle. So, first we had culture.
Culture.
Adventure.
Adventure.
Century.
Century.
And congratulations.
Congratulations.
So, Josie, that's our only option here. We have to use the ch sound.
That's right. That's the standard pronunciation.
Okay.
But when the letters T-U come at the start of a word or close to the start of a word, we have some different options of how to pronounce them.
So can we hear what these would sound like?
Yeah. For example, the word tune, as in you play a tune, you play a melody on a musical instrument, or the word tube, or even the word stupid.
Okay, so that's not exactly at the beginning, but we've got an S at the start, and then we have the T-U sound.
That's right, stupid.
Okay, now earlier I said that I normally say Tuesday. And so I would also normally say tune and tube and even stupid.
Exactly. And they're both completely correct, completely standard, just a little bit different.
Okay. Now, that's in UK English. What happens in US English?
Well, in US English, or in North American English more generally, when we have the letters T-U at the beginning of a word, they're pronounced two, like we saw with Tuesday.
So can we hear what this would sound like?
Yes, I can give you some examples, but I'm going to have to try to put on an American accent.
Okay.
They sound a little strange in my accent. So we would say tune, tube, and stupid.
So in US English, that T-U at the beginning of the word is always two.
That's right. Exactly. Okay. We don't really have the option, as far as I know, to pronounce it another way.
So we've got Tuesday, Tuesday, and Tuesday, depending on where you're speaking English.
That's right.
Of course, you'll be understood everywhere, regardless of which option you choose.
Of course. So let's move on to Thursday then.
Yeah, that's a different sound. It's still a T, but it's a TH sound.
Absolutely. So I think it's difficult because in English we have two sounds that we can make with TH. For one of the sounds, we use our voice, and for the other one, we don't.
Right. That sounds a little complicated, but I think you've got a tip for us to practice this.
I have. So the sound where we don't use our voice is the sound at the beginning of the word think.
Think. Okay. Yep.
So if you put your hand on your throat here, just on your neck, for those of you who can't see the video, just on the top of your neck, and you say, so the sound at the beginning of think.
So nothing happens. I don't feel anything in my hand.
No, you can't feel any vibrations in your throat or in your neck, can you?
No.
No. So let's take the other sound, the other TH sound, and this is the sound at the beginning of the word the.
The. Okay. The.
So again, if you put your hand on your throat, on your neck, and just say that sound.
The.
The.
Okay, I can feel the vibrations this time.
Yeah. The. Good. So this sound is a voiced sound. Mm-hmm. It means that we're using our voice.
Yeah. So the is voiced, but think is not.
That's right.
Well, at least the TH is voiced and the TH of think is not.
Absolutely. So in the word Thursday, are we using the voiced or the unvoiced sound, Mark?
This would be the unvoiced.
That's right. So Thursday.
Thursday. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. So today we've been looking at Tuesday and Thursday and the pronunciation of these two words. What if we did some practice of this with our listeners?
Good idea. I have three sentences which use all of these sounds that we've looked at today. I'm going to say the sentence and then we'll leave a space for you, the listeners, to repeat the sentence and practice your pronunciation.
That sounds good.
Okay, the first sentence is, on Tuesday, we're going on an adventure. Maybe it would be useful for you to say this one too, Mark, since you pronounce this sound a little differently to me.
Okay, so I would say, on Tuesday, we're going on an adventure.
That's right.
So adventure stays the same, but I say Tuesday, Josie, you say?
Tuesday.
Okay.
Good. Okay, the second sentence is, let's play a tune on Thursday.
And I would say here, let's play a tune on Thursday.
Yeah. Okay, and the final one, this one's a little longer. There is nature and culture on Tuesday and Thursday.
And I would say there is nature and culture on Tuesday and Thursday.
Okay, let's leave it there for today. We really hope you enjoyed this lesson.
Now, if you'd like to see all the examples and the information written down, then we have a blog post about this lesson, and the link is in the description for this podcast.
And if you want a little more help with your English, you can sign up for our free email lessons. We send them every week, and they're about a different topic each time. Just visit coffeebreaklanguages.com/English to sign up.
We'll be back soon with another episode of the Coffee Break English Show. In the meantime, look out for the next mini lesson in your inbox. See you soon.
And happy coffee breaking.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2023, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2023, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.